All right, folks, welcome back to segment three of Program 13 of The Bigger Picture. I'm your host, Woody. Cindy was going to join me for this third segment to continue our discussion of the most powerful woman in the world, but she's just in this heat. She's just really not able to do that. So I'm going to fill in for her on this part. She had prepared a statement she's going to read, and I hope that this will be meaningful to you, and I endorse everything she's written here. A short paragraph. It says, the 13 programs of the bigger picture are now over. Unless we implement what my husband has laid out, my husband is me, she says, my husband has laid out for us, we will lose the most wonderful way of life humanity has ever known. Amen, Cindy. It is that blessed culture of Christ produced when men understand the true significance of the fatherhood of God, as we participate in Father God's pageant of creation. By following those eight great doctrines that produce a healthy, functional, and productive culture, we arrive finally at that culture of Christ our forefathers sought mightily to establish, and that, these are her words, cockroaches have now arrived to destroy if we let them. And folks, that is the bigger picture. Thank you, Cindy, for those words. I appreciate that. We need to understand the importance of what you just said. For 13 programs now, I have laid out to the best of my ability the eight great doctrines and the three essential understandings that, well, that keep a nation functioning. And if we don't know them, and if we don't abide by them, we will surely fail. And that is a lesson of history. What I would like to do is make this statement, because this morning, this is not opinion. This is Woody either lecturing or preaching. This program, number 13, about the most powerful woman in the world, is by far and away, without exception, the most important of the 13, because it talks about the Proverbs 31 wife, who is the centerpiece of creation. Yeah, it's about men. Men have the authority to make the system work, so to speak, and we've pretty much abrogated that. But women have the responsibility to bear children, to raise them in the fear and admonition of the Lord, to make them good citizens of earth, and also make them future citizens of heaven. But here's the bottom line principle. Remember this. Essential masculinity, what we've had drained from our culture. Essential masculinity empowers essential femininity. That's why I had Cindy tell you the story of our early life. I took a wife, and I convinced her that I would support her and love her all her life, and so she surrendered to my authority. And then, as I said at one point, I protected her, and I gave her a kitchen metaphor in which to create a life for our children and for me, and she has done that well. Essential masculinity empowers, and essential femininity empowers essential masculinity. It's a circle. It starts with men. The real power is in the Proverbs 31 wife, who then makes that husband what he really is supposed to be. He begins in a secular sense of being a man, the way God created him. The woman helps shape his spirit along with the Holy Spirit of God. And when he becomes spiritually complete, then he becomes the leader that he is supposed to be. And folks, that is an essential concept. I have seen Cindy pray over our sons and have God answer immediately. I saw her literally place her hands on my oldest son when he had a serious cancer, and within weeks that had gone away. I know that while I was at the University of Southern California at the Air Force Safety Center learning to be an aircraft accident investigator and safety officer, She struggled by herself with our difficult third pregnancy, and the child was literally dead in the womb. And she prayed there on the table as the doctor was preparing the admission forms for her to have that pregnancy terminated. And she said, "Oh God, we want this child. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to give him life." And that doctor came back and took one final listen to Cindy's womb and heard what he hadn't heard for weeks and the reason for his terminal action that was pending. Boom, 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 a heartbeat. And that third child is alive and well today as a leader, as a pastor, as an athlete, as a scholar, as an exceptional man, as are his other five brothers. That woman is more powerful than any other woman in the world, in my view, because from her have come six men who have joined themselves with six women who are just like Cindy and have produced children who will be citizens of the earth and benefit mankind and also will be citizens of heaven at the appropriate time. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no more important role in life than that of a wife. A bearer of children, judges of Satan, raised in the fear and admonition of the Lord to be the essential citizens of heaven. There's nothing else that I can say other than that. It is imperative that we follow it. Come back to section 4, please.